Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. During the heat of summer, my favorite places to work are in shady areas of my landscape. Gardeners often gripe about how difficult it is to grow plants in shady areas. The trouble, however, mostly occurs when sun-loving plants are planted in the shade. Gardening in the shade can be and should be just as enjoyable and successful as gardening in sunnier areas. When the proper plants are selected for shady areas, the results are beautiful and enduring. And now would be a great time to plant shady areas with shade-loving plants. Shady areas are oftentimes created by trees as they grow larger over the years. At some point, the original landscape will have to be modified to deal with reduced light conditions. Lawns often die out under trees as they grow larger over time and cast more shade. You may even see shrubs and bedding plants simply don't do as well as they did in the past because the area has gotten shadier over time. Now, one way to deal with bare ground under trees when the lawn has gone away is to simply mulch the area. Kill off any weeds or unwanted vegetation, maybe some of the remaining patches of grass, and use the herbicide called glyphosate to do this. This won't hurt the tree, just spray enough to wet the foliage of the weeds. Once the weeds are dead, spread a 4-inch layer of leaves over the area. You can use the leaves that the tree drops, pine straw, bark mulch, or other types of organic mulches. This would also keep the area looking nice and neat and attractive, and it really would make the tree happy. So if you're tired of looking at those old bare areas where the grass doesn't grow anymore under your tree, you don't want to do anything complicated, simply mulching the area is the easiest and most cost-effective way of dealing with it. Now, if you want to create a bed or garden under that tree planted with shade-loving plants or ground covers, the most important thing to remember is to respect the root system of the tree itself. First, try to use a garden fork to loosen the soil under the tree rather than a shovel or a tiller. A garden fork works in between the roots and damages them less. Avoid severing any roots larger than a finger in diameter, and if there are too many roots on the surface to do this, you might want to skip putting a bed in and simply mulch the area. Another option is to bring in some extra soil to create the bed. You want to select a high-quality organic or topsoil mix that's got a lot of organic matter in it. Apply no more than about 2 to 4 inches over the area that you want to plant. Oftentimes, you can plant right down into this layer of soil, only digging down into the original soil a little bit. The simplest landscape design would be to plant the area entirely with a low-growing ground cover. A couple of great ground covers to consider would be monkey grass or Asian jasmine. Both of these ground covers are reliable and easy to grow and spread relatively fast. Now, do be careful with Asian jasmine. You have to make sure that you keep the edges of the bed clipped to keep the Asian jasmine from growing in areas where it's not desired. March and April are still good times to purchase and plant these wonderful shade-loving plants in your landscape, but the sooner the better. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.